Veterans have a somewhat special relationship with public lands. Like active duty military and dependents, they get free access to national parks and national forests. President Donald Trump, as one of the last actions of his first term in office, signed into law the bipartisan Accelerating Veterans Recovery Outdoors Act, a measure aimed at increasing the use of public lands for veterans' health and wellness. But things have changed, with the Trump administration now moving to expand oil and gas drilling and mining on public lands, and perhaps even selling off some of them. Some veterans are pushing back, with a campaign against Elon Musk's DOGE cuts to public land protections and funding. The nonprofit Vet Voice Foundation held a virtual town hall meeting Wednesday to discuss the issue and to launch an ad campaign. Janessa Goldbeck is a Marine Corps veteran and head of the foundation.
America's public lands are more than just scenic landscapes. For many veterans, they are places of healing, connection, and even economic opportunity. Many of us have found solace and purpose in these spaces after our service. Others have built their businesses and livelihoods around outdoor recreation, and thousands of veterans continue their service through careers in conservation and land management. But today, these lands and everything they represent are under threat. The Trump administration's efforts to roll back national monument protections are not just policy decisions. They are a direct attack on veterans' well-being and livelihoods.
The meeting included a preview of a new ad featuring two veterans who own a small business near California's Lassen Volcanic National Park.
I was in the Navy for 6 years.
I served with 10th Special Forces. When I came back from Iraq, I found that coming out here just really helped.
There weren't many services for people coming to the national parks and forests. And so we established the Chester Hiker Hostels.
Congress needs to understand that public lands support thousands of rural economies across the country.
Small businesses like ours can only survive if public lands remain public.
My message to Congress, don't sell us out.
Speakers at the virtual town hall included Sarah Amonzate, Deputy Secretary of the California Natural Resources Agency. She touted California's commitment to conserve 30% of the state's lands by the year 2030. She calls public lands an equalizer, the common person's country club, and for many, a source of healing. And she says public lands are also important economically.
It is huge for local economies, and that's something that both Republicans and Democrats have been voicing in recent days. We need these areas. They support our local economies, especially in rural areas that have few other industries. This is a huge economic driver. We see increased economic activity around monuments and other protected areas. So it's really not something we can afford to lose.
Greg Bafundo is a Marine Corps veteran, a former lead forest ranger, and a wildland firefighter recently fired by DOGE.
I didn't do it for the money, I did it for service. And it's really, really unfortunate to see this current administration not understanding that, you know, when America serves America, when the United States serves the United States, we are better for it.
The veterans say they're encouraged by the bipartisan support for public lands from the general public and also from Congress. They're hoping their campaign will, as the ad says, send a message to Congress, don't sell us out. Vet Voice Director Goldbeck says protecting public lands is part of who we are as a nation.
We are building a movement of veterans and allies who believe in protecting our country's natural heritage, not just for ourselves, but for future generations. Our public lands belong to all of us, not to corporations, not to special interests, and certainly not to billionaires and politicians looking to make a quick deal. This fight isn't over, and with your help, we will keep pushing forward.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.